This is Free With Ads, the podcast that asks the question, why pay Netflix $12 a month for a bunch of family Christmas movies with no sharks when you could go online for free and watch a family Christmas movie with one shark? I'm Jordan Morris.
And I'm Emily Fleming. Today's movie is Santa Jaws, the Sci-Fi Channel original movie that looked at the flat acting and awkward dialogue of Hallmark original movies and said, hold my eggnog.
With us, as always, is the super producer, the He Freak, Matt Lieb, hitting us with those jingle jangle drops.
That is not a shark. That is Santa Jaws.
That was the line delivery of the movie, wasn't it?
There's a few moments in this movie where they were like, I'm going to act now.
Time for acting.
But the lines, the puns, bad millennial slash
hashtag internet everything. Jokes.
This is a rich text, Santa Jaws.
It was insane. Here's the other part in which the acting, I thought, was great.
Yeah,
here we go.
People are gonna die if you do not give me.
I don't care.
Oh, wow.
What was the I don't care from?
It was just him. It was the guy, the comic book store owner, told him he didn't care if people die. He wants the pen.
That's right.
If you don't understand
pen.
That.
By the way, this movie has a magical pen in it, too.
It does.
If you didn't watch it before listening to the podcast, by the way, Santa Jaws has a magic pen.
It is somehow not the main plot of the movie.
Yeah.
And somehow it's still not as weird as the paintbrushes from Peanut Butter Solution.
Yeah, true. I will say the paintbrushes, Peanut Butter Solution beats this on the weirdness scale.
It manages to be weirder than the movie about the Christmas shark.
Yes, it does. So kudos to whatever monsters made that.
A legend. Yeah. Well, we are going to talk about Santa Jaws, which is, as of this recording, streaming free with ads. But first, we're going to talk about something else we saw for free on the internet this week.
Other free stuff.
So, we're talking about Christmas specials, and it got me thinking about some clips that I have seen on the internet for a while now, and I thought this was the perfect place to share them. Mm-hmm. Were you two Ninja Turtles fans growing up?
Yeah.
I know you were Power Ranger kids, but did it
big,
ever
big
Turtles?
Ninja Turtles guy?
Yeah.
What you go first, Matt, because I was not. I was a big Ninja Turtle movies fan. I liked the live action
great.
Stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I loved April O'Neil, but these like turtle people were just not quite getting it for me.
The turtle people?
Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see a movie about April O'Neil and Casey Jones.
Yes,
honestly.
I did.
Hockey guy.
Yes, I did.
They've got some pretty hot chemistry in that movie. Yeah.
In the first one. Hell yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
When I saw the first one, I was confused. I was like, oh, are they going to do the thing where like the turtle is a metaphor? It was like I had just seen the Pink Panther and there was no panther. And so I was like, oh, is this what adults do? They take our cartoons and put humans in them? Fuck this. But then there were, of course, people in turtle costumes, and I was like, okay, chill.
It totally ruled.
No, I was a big Ninja Turtles fan. I loved the movies. I loved the video games. I loved the cartoon, the TV show. I was never a comic book person, but I did enjoy all the other stuff.
Well, we know that Jordan watched the cartoons because he had a crush on a lizard lady and a scarf.
I forgot.
My childhood, hear me out, is Mona Lisa, the lizard mutant that Raphael fell in love with, and they fought robot pirates, I believe.
Why not?
Yes, Mona Lisa, a hear me out legend. But so, Matt, you rattled off all this turtle stuff, and I think that, like, it cannot be overstated just how much turtle shit there was in the 90s. Like, yes, and they had there was no continuity. There was the cartoon, there was the movies, there was the games. Nothing had anything to do with anything else. And there were also a series of direct-to-VHS musical specials.
Oh, my God.
Where it was guys in suits, but different suits than the movies. Much cheaper suits that were not designed by Jim Henson, but were designed by Maniac on Bath Salts. were like no movement in the faces other than the mouths clacking up and down. So there was these shitty versions of the turtles that sang in these VHS tapes. They're all pretty much lost media, but people have uploaded them to YouTube.
Mm.
And there was a Christmas special. We wish you a turtle Christmas.
Yes.
And the YouTube account Hero FK has uploaded a lot of clips. And so I wanted to play, Matt, we've got two time codes here. These are two parts of a Turtle Christmas song where they're trimming the tree and they're singing in reggae voices.
It was
a different time.
It's a different time, everyone.
Okay. So yeah,
Turtles
in time, yes. Much like the turtles traveled back in time in the video game, we will travel back in time to an era where it was okay for a white actor to do a Jamaican voice.
Here we go.
Hey kids, how about helping me sing my favorite Christmas song? Take the holes with paper roll. Shit! Fa la 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 la. Mustard, eggplant, and bologna.
Fa la 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 la. Santa Claus will bring his reindeer. Fa la 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 la.
The Ninja Turtles singing this, by the way. I know you can't see this, listener, but this is the Ninja Turtles. Can we play this other bit, too, where they mention the other characters from the show?
I just pointing out on this one real quick. He starts off with a cartoonish Brooklyn accent.
That's another thing about this. So in the cartoon that maybe was the thing we're most familiar with, or that most people were, they talked in the dude voice. They all talked in the dude voice. But in this, they all talk in the Brooklyn voice. Which, it's so fucking weird.
Look, I'm okay with that. What I don't understand is why they then sing in Jamaican accents.
It's so crazy.
Just singing the Brooklyn guy voice.
Yes.
Here is the
Take
other
the holes with pepperoni. Yeah. It works.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Why do you need to reggaeify pepperoni? pepperoni.
When the weird thing is, we've talked about this, how they're not even, they say cowabunga and stuff, but they live in New York, and it's
very, I know, insane. Yeah, nothing about the turtles makes sense.
I
nothing
guess
tracks.
They're mutants, so you just give them a pass. I don't know. Here's the other part of the song.
Christmas Eve and all is ready. Fa la 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 la. No bebop and no rock steady. Fa la 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 la. Let's all sing this part together. Fa la 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 la.
No, please don't sing it like that.
Merry Christmas to the shredder.
Merry Christmas to the shredder.
Wow.
Merry Christmas, shredder.
La 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 la. That is incredible. That's incredible.
Thank you. You
gotta love this era of merchandising, because it was like, as soon as you had something, it was like, okay, we're making the toy. Okay, we're making the Christmas album. Okay, we're gonna, every holiday there is, we're gonna make sure that we can fit turtles into it. Let's get the Halloween costumes. It was just like, there was a time when capitalism was great.
Well, do you guys remember when Adrian Brody did the Jamaican accent and wore the dreads and
this
is like that but a Christmas special.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
Adrian Brody was not invited back onto SNL after that, like for a while, I believe.
And he had just won an Academy Award for acting.
Yeah.
And then he did that. He acted that.
And as far as I know, the main reason wasn't the problematic nature of the character. The main reason was that he didn't tell anyone he was going to do it like that.
Yeah,
I bet he would have cleared the racist character with us first. That would have been fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I love him going in like, Nah, Daeguan love this.
I know that there had to be some cast members that knew he was going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
And just
oh,
let him do it.
Fucking
be
Chris
like,
Kattan.
Because I bet that... Yeah. Well,
he's backstage yucking it up.
Something about Adrian Brody tells me that people are like, just, you know, let him fall on his own
sword.
Right. Well, because remember when he won the Oscar, he went and grabbed...
kissed Halle Berry. Yeah.
He grabbed her face and like stuck his tongue in her mouth. And it was like, what are you doing? Like...
Yeah.
This guy needs to be directed in life.
Yeah. And he's still like, you know, Adrian Brody pops up still. But
he won another Oscar.
Oh, that's right. He did win another Oscar.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, if people are tired of his shit, he can just play Donatello in a Ninja Turtles Christmas special.
Yeah, no kidding.
He's got the perfect voice.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah, let's talk about Santa Jaws.
Thank God. I was like, let's do it. Oh, Lord. How did you hear about this, Jordan?
So this is just when we're scrolling our little websites looking for movies to watch, this just constantly pops up in my face.
Huh.
I feel like the algorithm knows I have a weird movie podcast now.
Yeah.
And it's like, you want to watch the Christmas Shark movie? You kind of want to watch the Christmas Shark movie.
All of your piggies are going to love the Christmas Shark.
All these little oinkers are going to gobble it up with you hating the Christmas slap. Shark movie.
Yeah, that's just Trump now. We're just doing Trump voice.
I was genuinely wondering. We love Santa Jaws.
We love Santa Jaws.
Now that I'm president, Santa Jaws can eat people during Christmas. He's not a holiday shark. He's a Christmas shark.
He's a patriot.
He's a patriot shark. We don't say sharky holidays anymore. No. We say happy Santa Jaws. We do. We love him.
That's great.
Anyway, I had maybe assumed that, you know, our algorithms are converging a little bit, and maybe y'all had seen Santa Jaws pop up, but maybe.
Nope.
It was just for me when you said Santa Jaws, I was like, well, yes, that certainly exists. And I think I can guess what it's about. And I will say that I was pleasantly unsurprised by how much it is a movie called Santa Jaws.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is.
Like, really, you do not need to see it in order to know.
Well, I don't know. There's some twisty stuff that I saw that I wasn't expecting.
It has some surprises in it. It was obviously a movie that where they came up with the title first.
Oh yeah.
Gave a non-union writer $1,000 and a bag of cocaine and said, write this in this Hampton Inn over the course of a long weekend.
So
clearly title first, but I think they take some interesting like swings. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
It starts out with a close-up arty shot of Christmas ornaments falling in the water. And then we get a action-packed scene on a dock we'll see later.
A lot.
There are two sets in this movie. One of them is this dock, which is used in both a fantasy sequence and the real world.
And there is no context to how close this dock is to anything else.
There sure isn't. Yes. Where's the dock? Who knows? But on this dock, an action-packed scene is taking place where a Santa serial killer is threatening a woman with a Christmas tree. He's threatening to like stab her with it.
Yeah.
And there's like kind of a generic action guy with a scar on his face who's like trying to save her. He's doing catchphrases. He says, you better watch out. You better not die. Pretty good line, just delivered with the flattest, most humorless affect.
Which is weird when you're trying to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is revealed that this is a fantasy. So like this guy should give this a little mustard, right? No.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to push back on you there.
Please. Yeah.
And say...
We have all opinions on this show.
Of course. And say that it's not a good line.
Well, okay.
As you better not die is not something you say to someone you are going to kill.
Trying to kill, yeah. Okay.
And I it was just like... It was one of those lines that I was just like... There's just no alt. No one in the room had a once over on this script and said like, well, he wouldn't say that because
he wants him to die.
I get that you really like the rhyme here, but we can do a different pun.
What year did this come out?
I believe this 2018. This on the Sci-Fi Network in the summertime. In August.
There is something.
Imagine watching this in August.
I think that 2018 was still when people thought millennials were young, even though that was only 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
That's how short that little window is, Gen Z, so shut the fuck up. but I mean, you're only young for a very small amount of time.
Yes, exactly.
And then all of the references to you, which will be cringe looking back on them. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It's like the hashtag stuff. And then talking about your followers,
social
selfies.
Media.
Yeah, later on in the movie, we have like an influencer character that
sure looks like she's 45.
Sure.
Yeah. A hot 45.
Yeah,
oh,
yes, yeah. Very hot 45.
Stunningly
but yeah, I think she's,
beautiful, but.
I think she's supposed to be, the joke of this woman is she's supposed to be this rich guy's young wife, but they are clearly the same age.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
She's age appropriate, which she is. Speaks highly of this rich guy.
It's accidentally nice.
It is, yes, and it's supposed to be, but yeah, so we will get to them first.
Sure.
at the end of this
intro
fantasy sequence, the action guy kicks the Santa serial killer in the balls. It makes a little jingle bell sound. I thought this was funny, and I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm gonna like this movie.
Now you're speaking my language.
Okay, movie, you got the juice.
Yeah, I thought this movie was gonna be pretty like kind of skanky a little bit.
Yeah.
Because
anything
that's. It's
kind of a family movie.
It is a kid's movie. This is like.
Totally a kid's movie.
Are You Afraid of the Dark made a bad Christmas movie, but Are You Afraid of the Dark would never make something this bad. But like,
or this violent.
Oh, no. Right. There's some violent stuff. I mean, Goosebumps is probably a little bit more violent, but.
Yeah, maybe Goosebumps, but I feel like there was. Like, I came into it seeing that it was TVPG, and I was like, okay, so it's a kid's movie. And then as soon as there's blood, I was just like, well, I guess this movie doesn't know
what it is.
What it is. It's like, are we snakes on a plane, or are we Home Alone? Are we a parody?
Also, what is death? Do we care if your whole family's dead?
Right.
Not really.
What?
Not really.
Yes.
Everything is very
cash.
Do
we care if a tall elf gets his legs chopped off?
Yes.
So this action sequence ends with the Santa serial killer getting kicked in the water and then eaten by a shark who turns into Santa Jaws. So this is revealed to be a comic book drawn by our main kid character. And it's like, oh, this isn't the movie, but it kind of should have been the movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't that just be the movie is like Christmas puns and getting kicked
in the
jingle
balls?
Even
keeping it to sharks is like, why did it have to just be sharks? If this kid, he's a comic book artist, he has a pen that can make things happen. Why only sharks? Like, why couldn't it be like a Christmas Tyrannosaurus Rex?
That's
why
all he can draw, I suppose.
Fair
I guess
enough.
Maybe the budget was like, well, we can't draw a T-Rex.
Also, they probably saw Sharknado and they went, sharks are in.
100%.
Sharks. But the idea that he could only draw sharks, let me tell you, those are easy things to draw.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of triangles, right?
Yeah, there's no hands or paws
no hands,
to draw. Drawing hands and
dead,
paws.
Dead, emotionless eyes.
It is just a bunch of triangles.
It's the easiest thing to draw. Because sometimes.
A shark is just a bunch of triangles that can eat you.
Yeah.
Sometimes
Big
I'll draw something for somebody and I'm like, I'm drawing a cat. And then I forget how to draw paws right. And then I'll just go, I'll put human shoes on those.
Yeah.
That's
good
enough.
Cats wearing shoes.
Cats
wearing
shoes.
Big deal.
I don't want to figure out the paw and the claw and the. I'm not.
I
doing
like
it.
The idea that he can only draw sharks. It's like the one thing that he taught himself. He's
well,
like,
he thinks he's something special though, doesn't he?
He sure does. This kid's got the ego on this kid.
He's trying to draw comic books. He hangs out in this comic book store with like an adult asshole.
Yeah.
And he, but he spends too much time in the comic book store and not enough time at home. So he rushes home. And that's when his the aforementioned kind of rich asshole uncle is coming over for Christmas. He's bringing his new wife, who, yes, I think is supposed to be 22, but she is a gorgeous 45.
Yeah.
And as
she's
someone,
a striking gorgeous 45.
But yeah, like as someone who is roughly that age, I would never I could never have this body on this girl too. Oof, it's like amazing. You know, there's like, I've never been, even in my youngest, thinnest, whatever, like having the abs that are just perfect. Like she does, she looks like an influencer model. That is for sure. But yeah.
She's the joke, and I'm putting quotation marks around joke here, is that she's like an influencer. So she's like, I'm a model for Snapstagram. Mm-hmm. That's fun. They couldn't say Instagram, so they said Snapstagram. And
this is
an old man. He's like, Snapsta ham?
Oh, God. I'm so glad that old man died early.
Yeah.
Terrible old because
Papa.
Is he Papa when that's his grandfather? I'm so confused about that.
They all call, there's an old man, they all call him Papa, and they say Papa constantly.
Yep.
Was his mom a whore? Did she fuck that guy? Or
I think
who is his Papa?
I don't know.
Is the whore nature.
Which, listen.
So, you know, the comic
not
book
slut
kid.
Shaming. Yeah.
Comic book kid.
No.
Yeah.
We got to cut so much of this already because I am on a tear.
Sex work is real work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but banging your kid's grandpa is like, that's not sex work.
Yeah, that's just called banging your dad. I banged my kid's grandpa.
That's just called most porn now.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm stuck in a laundry machine.
Yeah, sure. If somebody was stuck in a washing machine, that would just be all porn. the kid, his parents are mad at him. His mom is wearing pearls and a sweater for this whole movie.
Yes, queen.
Mm-hmm. What's the temperature in this movie, do you guys think? Is it like, it looks hot all the time, but everyone is always in a Christmas sweater.
Where do you think it's set?
No idea.
So
somewhere near a dock.
The comic store is called Big Easy Comics. So I'm like Louisiana, but then they call it Port City. They're always referring to Port City, which sounds like a fake city from DC Comics or something.
It's probably filmed in what? Canada?
Gotta be Canada.
It's gotta
be. Or maybe it's, I mean, Louisiana has all those tax breaks, so who knows? But whatever. It's just this is filmed in two different rooms, so it doesn't really matter what country it's in.
The real answer is, of course,
I don't care!
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I think
a new sting, a new.
They probably needed
sting.
Some people to wear sweaters to make it seem like a Christmas movie.
Right, exactly.
That's it.
They just went, she'll wear one. I don't
know.
And
then everyone's so hot. I'm sure these actors are so hot. I'm sure it's just humid and sweltering. And
especially the guy in that shark outfit.
Oh,
that's
sure.
Yes.
Practical effects in this.
Beautiful. Yeah, just gorgeous. The artisanship on display.
Yes.
You know, you wouldn't believe it, Emily, but that shark is actually CGI.
What?
I know. That shark that looks like a screensaver from the makers of flying toasters.
I love those. You mean there's nobody inside those toasters?
No, those are all CGI.
I'm going to walk into the ocean.
I know. But Andy Serkis did do the motion capture for Santa Claus. So
that's
great.
Why it looks so human and lifelike.
Yeah, right. It has soulful eyes.
Yeah,
and
it's in the
eyes. Just
in the
eyes.
Honestly, if I ever got a tattoo, which I have no tattoos, mm-hmm. I would get that flying toaster.
It's an icon.
Tattoo.
Right on my clit. Just right there.
It's a really tiny one.
Teeny tiny. Yeah. Like, I need somebody who makes the people's names on the little piece of rice.
Yeah.
Like that guy.
I'd get one that says DVD, and it's that screensavers.
Right.
So, and then when you jump up and down, it bounces, and it's where's
it
going to go? The corner?
Oh, yeah. Did it. Cool. Now I can kill myself.
Kids today don't know about the bouncing DVD sign.
These are the millennial references we needed in this movie, and they did not give them those.
No, they didn't. They said hashtag.
So the kid, his parents yell at him. They ground him for hanging out at the comic book store too much. And then his grandpa, Papa, gives him a magic German pen. This pen looks kind of cool. It's like the
It is
thing,
cool looking.
It's the easily the thing that the most money was spent on in this movie. He was creating this magic pen. And so he draws Santa Jaws with the magic pen while wishing he was alone for Christmas. And then wouldn't you fucking know it, Santa Jaws, the shark with a Santa hat on its fin.
Which, does that mean, is that the worst hat?
Oh, let's go ahead and call it the worst hat. Let's call it the worst hat.
Yeah.
The hat on Santa Jaws' fin.
Yes.
That you see every time he's coming to eat you. So the papa wakes the kid up and takes him fishing, even though he's grounded. And Papa has his famous eggnog, and he says to the kid, I kind of laughed at this, he's like, do you want to snort?
Yeah.
You want to snort with my eggnog? And then it breaks, and Papa just has another one. Papa has two thermoses of eggnog.
Now, he's Papa, one fishing trip. My kind of guy.
Yeah.
Papa sounds pretty cool.
Well, I always say that, like, if you're drinking liquor straight from the bottle, that's daddy's glass.
Oh, yeah.
And
I like that.
I've heard that from a few people. But, yeah, I guess that if you break a glass and then have more on the side, it's Papa's glass.
Papa's glass, yeah. Are you guys going to have a little nog for the holiday season? You think you'll have any nog?
Yes. I love eggnog.
I mean, I like eggnog even without alcohol in it because I don't drink.
Oh, yeah. Sober, either way, it's delicious.
I think it tastes really good. It is kind of candy corn-esque, though. You can have a couple and then you're like, why would I drink
this
any other time?
It's a dessert. It really is a treat. And I want some whipped cream on top and some cinnamon and nutmeg. Sprinkle on there.
Cinnamon.
I think the superior holiday drink is the hot toddy. I
don't think I've ever had one.
The 2 days a year in LA where it's cold, you can have a hot toddy, and it's the best two fucking days.
I had like five of them when I was back home for Thanksgiving over like in Nashville.
They're
because
great.
I got every time I go home, I get sick. Every fucking time. Nashville, you're nasty. You're nasty.
Wash your hands, Nashville.
Wash your hands. I should,
got
but the thing is,
sauce all over it.
Well, the thing is, I always do karaoke at that bar where my sister hosts, Rosie's Twin Kegs.
Mm-hmm.
Really good corn dogs. You should definitely come. And I don't think about how that microphone is being passed around by tons of people.
Yeah, sure.
But it's kind of like, do you think it's kind of, I don't know, offensive if I have a wipey and I'm wiping the microphone down?
Not
you can
not
wipe
after
the
COVID.
Mic.
Do it
in a classy, you can like take it off to the side, you can turn around and wipe it.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'll do that next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's when I always get sick. I do tons of karaoke there and then bam, my throat hurts the next day.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Also, you are belting that Three Non-Blondes song over and over.
No, I am not. That is actually my least favorite karaoke song of all time. I hate that song.
What's your go-to?
It's a long song. I think anything that is too long is rude.
Yeah,
I agree.
3 minutes.
Of course, I've probably done some long ones too, because sometimes I do Celine Dion and that girl does some long songs.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to do Creed. Higher.
Oh, which one? Oh,
higher. But that is such a low song. It's like low register. I don't know why I tried to sing that. But I love to sing AC/DC. Oh God. Shook Me All Night Long.
Oh.
Because you could just kind of like do that.
I like that. That's good.
You could just kind of be stupid. Like it's it's fun
just
to just
meowing.
Yeah, it's about selling it, you know.
Sell it. I get down on one knee. I'm
there
like putting the mic in the air. I love it. That's what I love to do, but I don't like to do anything that is overdone. I'm not going to do any Queen. Queen songs are very long too.
Yeah.
Queen, but those songs are very long.
It's somebody showing off that they got the range.
Yeah, none of them do. Not a single person who ever does Queen has the range. Nobody. And I will do Celine Dion, but in a funny way, because I ain't got that range.
I mean, no one's got that. She's superhuman.
Only Celine.
I like doing Du Hast is good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. It scares
a lot of people. You have to
preface
that you're Jewish up front.
Yeah. I go, it's okay. I'm allowed to sing this. if I were to do a Creed song, it would be Marlins Will Soar. That's what I would do.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. Is that a B-side? Japan only Creed
Marlins
song?
Will Soar by Scott Stapp is a rejected song about the Florida Marlins that he tried to get the Marlins to basically, you know, he wrote a song for them to use on their baseball promo. Yes, and they did not like it. So.
Oh,
you haven't heard it? Oh, I got to play it for you.
Okay. The Marlins Will Soar.
He just has it ready.
Oh, I have it ready.
Oh, God.
Let's play ball. It's game day.
No. This isn't real.
Space hits double plays.
This isn't real.
This is real. Hear the
roar. And he's just singing about baseball shit.
Bobby, don't bring us to ground.
Imagine this sung in a fake Jamaican accent.
That would, honestly, it would improve it vastly.
It's so funny that it's just actually about baseball.
I can't believe that this is.
Buy me a hot dog and pour me a beer.
Has 17 he ever sang
stretch and a guy selling popcorn?
Has he ever sang the national anthem? I would love to hear him sing the national anthem. What if I did that for karaoke? I'll just do that for karaoke.
The national anthem as the guy from Creed.
In a Jamaican accent.
In a Jamaican accent. Oh. You're like, this is complicated. Go with me here on this.
Just hang with me, baby. I got this.
So many layers.
Yeah.
Anyways, Marlin somehow segues back into
Marlin, fish, shark.
Wait. Hang on.
Santa
we got
Jaws. Yeah.
Jordan, we just have to hear what your karaoke song is.
I don't like to do it if I am.
But
if
you've
I,
done it with
I
me.
I have done it. I have done it with you. If I, my general policy is that if I am thinking karaoke is a good idea, I'm too drunk to be out of the house.
I like that as a gauge.
I'm like, karaoke. Maybe I'll sign up. Maybe go home. Maybe call the Lyft.
I don't know. Well, you and I did back in the day. Oh my God, how many years ago was it when Mythicon happened?
Oh yes,
and
I
hosted
Good Mythical Morning convention. You hosted the karaoke night,
in Texas. Uh-huh. That was, and you came up and like helped me out because it was like it was a lot going on.
Yeah,
but we
sang some stuff there.
Kelly Clarkson,
Kelly Clarkson, great song.
You sang since you've been gone. Yeah, that's a good one.
But I was probably too drunk to be out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
I probably should have left.
I was for sure. Like, it was, that was a really fun one. I definitely have a story when Jenna Purdy will be joining us in the future on this show.
Yeah.
And I will have her tell a story about that.
Okay.
That day.
A teaser. I like it.
Stay tuned. Stay subscribed to this podcast. So Santa Jaws kills Papa. Kid's not that bothered by it.
He's really death, not.
The
like,
deaths
he goes,
don't
no.
do anything to people. No.
It's crazy.
But anyway, so what happens? Okay, so they're having so Santa Jaws is killing people. No one believes the kid.
Which
I
fair
guess
enough.
He tells. So here's okay. So people at various points in this movie try to warn people about Santa Jaws.
Sure.
And no one just says there's a shark in the water.
Yeah.
They say there's a shark in the water, but it's a Christmas shark and it has a thing on the tail. And I drew a thing with the magic pen, and the magic pen came to life, and I drew a comic book. Just say there's a shark in the water.
Yes,
you don't have to say about the magic pen and that it's a Christmas shark.
Truly a strategic disaster on the part of our lead.
True, but also
and the parents do it later. They call 911 and they're like, it's a Christmas shark in the comic book and it came to life. It's like just say there's a
shark.
That happens.
Shark.
You can say there's a shark.
But then too many normal things would happen, and then it would be as boring as it is.
Yes, that's
true.
It's like,
that's true.
But it's also like, you know, I'm kind of going, is it weird that this place would have a shark in the water? I don't know. I don't know where
this is. We don't know where it is. Yeah. But yeah, it's like a body of water with a... Anyway, yeah. But so whatever. So no...
It's like a tiny little lake dock. I don't know.
And there's no extras ever anywhere. Like, I mean, I think it makes... Like, oh, it's Christmas. Maybe people are at home. But like, yeah, there's just no... No one's ever in a store or outside.
Well, and I think it's so crazy. You said Sci-Fi produced this.
Yeah. It aired on Sci-Fi.
Oh, it aired on Sci-Fi. Because there's movies like this. They're little guys. These are little guy movies. And honestly, I would give my left lip to like be able to do
a left
movie
and right
like
lip.
I sure do.
Oh
and,
yeah, you got to think hard on that one, Jordan. The other lips.
Okay. Okay. You're not talking about the mouth lips. Okay.
I got what you're putting down.
You're not talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't go. it goes like that. Yeah. Oh, God.
Anyway.
Cut that out. Anyway.
I'm not.
No! Anyway, yeah, I would die to be in a movie like this. Like, these are things that, you know, when you come to L.A. like us and you get somebody's, you know, you get representation, you don't get to, like, do these cool regional things. Like, they won't find this stuff for you. It's like, I want to do this. I don't know why.
These were just people that were hanging around the dock, though.
100%.
That's how they cast people on this dock.
Could somebody, our tens of hundreds of listeners, mm-hmm. we love you so much.
We love you.
The few, the proud, the freebies.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you know anyone who is an agent or has representation that only casts these kinds of movies, please let us know.
Yes, please.
Please.
It is truly
remarkable to see, like, as I'm watching the movie, I'm going, wow, it's crazy that they just kept filming this.
No, they didn't stop making it at any point.
At any point, they could have stopped. Whoa, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Instead, they were just like, nah, power through it. Trust me, it'll come out in the edit.
Could be making money doing this, right?
I don't know. I think people made money doing this. I think it was probably SAG. I think mm-hmm. that, I don't know. It looked okay.
I mean,
yeah. It has,
I don't know.
I kind of oscillate between, like, respecting the weird wholesomeness of the movie.
Sure.
Yes.
Because there's a world where, and this is kind of what I thought it would be. And Matt, I think maybe you were kind of mm-hmm. you kind of alluded to feeling like this, of like, oh, this movie's just going to be like gore and tits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
with a Christmas backdrop. And it's not. I mean, is that more entertaining than this? Yes, maybe. But, like, it's kind of funny that they're like, oh, let's make this a kids movie or a family movie about this shark. So that part of it, I'm like, I respect this.
Yes.
But also, it's mostly boring.
Well, here's the other thing, the gore and tits part. Okay, so we do have a woman in a swimsuit for a lot of this movie. I don't know if we need to get to Grandpa, Papa, Peepa. Papa.
Yeah. Papa dies. And that's actually kind of where we are in the story. So we kind of go to a little vignette with the influencer character, the swinging senior influencer who's still looking great at 55, like Ms. Vanna White.
I feel like I need to backtrack a little bit here.
Sure, please.
I feel like I have been ageist. I feel like I have been, I've also been slut shamey. I've been a lot of problematic feminist stuff in this episode,
Emily.
But I want to say it's because I'm jealous as shit that they're in this movie. And I want to be in these movies, and that's what it is. So to those actresses, I'm so sorry. No. You are fabulous and you deserve to crush it. Also, you guys were probably the best parts of this fucking movie.
Yeah.
But that actress, fabulous actress,
yes.
also very funny. We couldn't get a matching bikini top with the bottoms.
Sure she just brought something from home mm-hmm. and wore it in the movie. So yeah, she's on a boat, and that's when we get the kind of obligatory bikini scene. She looks terrific.
Yes.
But then
her husband goes, have you been shopping again? And I'm like, clearly not.
No.
They don't match. Yeah. These are like the most non-matching bikini top to bottoms, but I know they had to have had a wardrobe department.
Yeah.
I know they could have gone to Target and gotten a matching set.
They probably could have,
but y'all did her dirty. She had 120,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, she,
on Snapstagram.
Oh, Snapstagram.
Oh, you mean Snaps the Ham?
Oh, Jordan.
Oh, I misheard it because I'm Papa. So she makes, just to fucking date this like crazy, she makes an ice bucket challenge.
Yes.
Oh my God. But that's old by 2018 standards.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure in 2018 that was sweaty.
Yeah.
Yes. Because that happened in 2014.
Yes, summer of 2018.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a 4-year-old reference.
I was trying to think of what, which girlfriend did I do the ice bucket challenge with? That's right. 2014. Yes.
2014.
I hope she's doing okay. Shout out to you, Roxanne.
I did it at a retail store.
Oh, that's nice too.
And it was the boss that I hated who dumped it on me, and I still hate that guy.
Yeah.
Fuck but you, Sebastian.
You raised all that money for
ALS.
ALS. Hate it.
ALS.
I don't know how it did. How?
Yeah. Somehow.
Somehow.
Okay.
The shark just kills a bunch of people. He kills the uncle. There's the like funniest gore scene in this is there's like a Christmas elf like just drinking on the docks. He is very tall. That's kind of funny. I think he's the tallest person in the movie.
No way.
Tallest guy.
Well, not for long though.
That's true. I think even when he Santa Jaws pushes the boat into him and chops off his legs, I think he's still taller than everybody else.
That's
well,
true.
That hat, that little elf hat is going to be
a little elf hat.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's the inches.
And he kind of runs down the dock on his like stump legs screaming at everybody. I'm like, I kind of want this to be the movie. It's like,
yes.
Yeah, it should just be this and tits, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
and tits is all
they
I
put
want.
The thing about the tits thing, so they put a woman of a respectable age in scantily clad clothes. Mm-hmm. That was as sexy as it could get. We're like, no young buxom like bikini models. We're gonna have a nice lady who's very pretty,
who keeps it tight,
and she is not underage.
Yeah.
So anyway, they figure out the kids kind of all band together. They make a little like Stranger Things crew. They figure out that the shark can only be harmed by Christmas things.
When did we figure this out?
I don't know.
So
I forget how they, but they. So they're like, okay, we have to like sharpen. Caught candy canes.
Mm-hmm.
They make like bombs out of ornaments. Anyway, they, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I know how you're feeling, dude.
Yeah.
I know
and then,
how you're feeling.
So, you know, they. Yeah, that's yeah, they make weapons out of the ornaments, and they like there's just a funny, like, bad filmmaking thing where they'll like throw these spears and shoot arrows, and we will see them plunk down into the water, and then they cut to the CGI shark, and it's swiftly going in the shark at an angle. We just saw it plop down on the surface of the water, and then just this cut of a expertly fired arrow going in at an angle. Anyway, it makes me feel crazy.
Yep.
They figure out about the pen. They figure out that the pen brought Santa Jaws to life, but the evil comic book store guy stole it.
Yeah.
They
want him to get it back. So, and also, he has a brother who's supposed to be a jock. Okay.
Yeah.
He looks like just a guy.
Sure.
And he's got a haircut. And
yeah.
Yeah. But he's like, I'm a jock. And then he has a little friend. And there is a conversation about that tries to talk about stereotypes, but I don't have the energy.
That conversation, I'm just like, God, someone realized the movie's
the
not
energy.
80 minutes and it needs to be 80 minutes. So yeah. People are like, you know, jock, it's hard for jocks too. Yeah, it's hard for nerds. And then it's this like, what are you talking about? I haven't heard anything from either of you this whole movie, and you're sitting around talking about how hard it is for your like, yeah, it's...
What
yeah,
they
clearly just had a minimum amount of time this movie had to be.
Wait,
it's
what if this movie was written by a child who was dying? And
that,
we're just
that's
sitting
what it,
here.
Honestly,
it would be better. It would be better,
like,
Emily.
There's
it's not that good.
Part of me was like, this feels like someone's dying wish to make this movie. And they were like, what's on the page is what we got.
We have to shoot it. We cannot rewrite this at all.
Yeah. So yeah, that literally is how I felt during
Which
this movie.
I'm looking this up on Wikipedia. By the way, everybody just donate to Wikipedia if they haven't told you a bajillion times already. they keep going, this is the end.
Yeah.
We're going to die. And it's like, all right, okay, fuck. I'll give you $2. But yeah, it was shot in Louisiana.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, all right.
So that is weird that it's, you know, that there would be sharks. Are there sharks in Louisiana? No.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hard to say.
I'm sorry to do it again, guys.
Yeah,
but
you gotta play this thing.
I don't care.
We can't research this. None of this bears research.
Nothing matters.
So
the comic book guy is yelling at the kid.
So we are almost to the end of this movie that's 80 minutes,
Thank
but
God.
Feels like 9 hours. Let's take a break, and we'll talk about the end. back. It's Free with Ads. We're talking about Santa Jaws. So they figure out that the pen was used to bring her to life. And yeah, in a movie with a budget, they would just start drawing all sorts of crazy creatures to fight it, which would be fun.
In a movie with a budget, they would be drawing fucking anything, and it would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
The movie not being about the pen is hilarious. Where they were like, well, we're already 40 minutes into a Santa Jaws movie. It's like,
it's not
you
a magic
wrote
pen
it.
Movie.
You can do whatever you want. And like the discovery of the magic powers of the pen leads to them not using the pen for literally most of the movie after this. And it's incredibly frustrating to watch this like very obvious deus ex machina where you're just like, okay, this pen can save everything.
I love that, and this movie has that deus ex machina.
It does, and it's a very simple one, and yet there's still like there's still a Home Alone-esque scene where they have to figure out cool weapons to hurt the shark. I was like, use the pen!
Yeah.
Did you guys notice that the music when the action was starting to like happen was clearly a ripoff of the Home Alone music?
100%.
Oh, funny. I did not notice
that. Yeah, they were doing an homage to like when Kevin McAllister is setting up the house with booby traps. And instead, it's them, you know, making a weapons cache of a bunch of Christmas
weapons. Yeah.
But they have the fucking pen. And I'm just like, guys.
Yeah, you are gods. You are living gods.
Yes.
You can control the world with that pen.
Yes.
You can become God.
But the thing is, the rules of the pen seem to be a little fuzzy because he tries to do something with the pen and then it goes wrong. Like, things go wrong when he uses the pen.
And this movie has like a couple good things in it. And I think this is good. So he draws a candy cane to stab the shark, and it stabs the shark in the head, but then it turns into a horn.
Yep.
And the shark starts stabbing
people. That was
people.
The funniest
That's
line in the whole movie.
That's funny. That's funnier than Santa getting kicked in the balls and it going jingle jangle.
Yes. Well, I was like, oh, this
and
could be
a lot,
really
that's
funny.
Hilarious.
That is a great joke.
Because what if they do all these things to try to draw it, and then he turns into this decked out like tank of a shark with like... He's got a rocket launcher on his shoulder.
That would fucking rule.
That would rule so much. Why did we just do this from the fuck? Like, and then draw, like, you know, what's the Mothra or whatever? Like, it's a Godzilla. Like, is that one that fights the God? I
got
to watch more Godzilla.
You team up sometimes. Mothra fights Godzilla.
Yeah. So it's like, what if they could have, like, drawn another beast to fight him or something?
Yeah. That would have
like,
been great.
Oh, my God. Okay. I will say this. I looked up, like, who wrote this movie.
Yes.
This is the only thing he's ever written.
he's like, I'm done, for one. I'm retiring.
triple axel, done. And I did it. And this was directed by someone who teaches at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette.
Okay,
cool.
So, kids, if you're going there, don't.
say hi to the Santa Jaws guy.
Well, the other thing is, the director is the first woman to direct an original film for sci-fi.
A queen, a girl boss.
Yes. This is the first
an
one.
Icon.
It's hard to
and hopefully not the last.
Yeah.
This is
we
definitely
need
an episode
more women to
where everyone goes, Emily hates women.
Yeah.
And
hey, it's not your fault. Listen, it's hard to break the glass fish tank.
Yeah.
but get this.
It's hard to break the shark ceiling.
This wasn't even the movie.
Yeah.
The first movie was Zombie Shark.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So I think she's just got a lot of shark things going on.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Her first
movie is called Soup's On.
I'd watch
Hopefully
that.
That's about soup that kills people.
I like soup.
Sorry, we have to cut that. That's so mean. I'm so sorry. I'm being so mean for this movie.
It's a bad movie.
I don't want to blame women for it.
Sometimes women suck. Sometimes women are bad.
You know what? That is feminist. This Thank was her you. Last movie, by the way.
Well.
Because there was Zombie Shark, Ozark Sharks, Mississippi River Sharks, and then Santa Jaws.
And then Santa Jaws.
You just get pigeonholed sometimes.
Yeah. These are all. Mm-hmm. She's like, I said everything I have to say about sharks.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, so the shark just starts eating all the main characters. They throw exploding turkeys at it with a catapult that Dad draws. Anyway, but it...
The dad who isn't Papa.
It's not Papa.
What is Dad if not is Papa?
Dad? Is Dad Papa?
Dad is who Daddy. Knows? Papa's Papa.
But the kid... Oh God! What's the fucking end to this? The kid just wishes that
he just wakes up.
What's the end of the movie?
What's the end of the movie? The kid like wakes up. It's like a dream. He wishes that if the shark eats him, then everything comes. Oh, he writes in the comic book. He writes in the comic book. So I guess everything that happens in the comic book is real.
Yes. Yeah.
So he writes that you get a wish if the shark eats you, and then he wishes for everything to be back.
So you could write things. So drawing things wasn't helpful. You have to write things down.
I guess so. That's the power of language.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Anyway, he
this
burns.
This is why writing is more important than images. Because
there you go.
That's right.
Because it's the images words. Can be replaced by AI.
Thank
Suck
you.
It.
But no one can replace writing with AI.
Yeah, never. They would never do
Grok
that.
Could never.
Grok could never. Hey, Grok. Yeah.
Just try and write Santa Jaws, Grok. I'd love to see you try.
Dude, did you see? I just saw this. Okay, this is, I'm of course deep in the deep end of AI stuff. Yes. But there was this video that came out where there's fish like raining from the sky,
mm-hmm.
and all these people are Googling whether or not it's real, and Google AI is saying that it is.
That's wow. He's like, yeah.
So,
do you like real. It?
Yeah, because yeah, Google AI more? Made the video,
right?
Wow.
So then they're saying,
anyway.
"We're so cooked." Anyway,
yeah. It's
but
only
I mean,
a matter of time.
That
only
video
time
looked about the same as a Santa shark.
As Santa shark.
So you know what? If fish fall from the sky, Santa shark is real.
There you go.
Fair enough.
That's a wonderful lesson. So the kid burns the comic book and he saves the pen for future adventures. Did
yeah,
they
is
get
there
made?
A sequel?
I don't know. Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah, is but and is this a sequel to those other movies you mentioned, to Ozark Shark
that
and Zombie Shark?
That is a good
I
point. I would love to look that up, but I won't.
Well, yeah, that's Santa Jaws.
It sure
we're
is,
gonna,
fellas.
We're gonna, yes, we're going to say what we thought about it, but first, we got to do the Hunk Watch.
It's Hunk Watch.
Any thoughts? Despite the very hot bikini woman in this, I had a hard time feeling anything watching this, let alone any sexual feelings. Did
I got opinions.
Have a strong, yeah, what do you think about the hunks of this film?
Okay, first, the rich uncle...
Uh-huh.
Who I thought was a pretty, like, I think that couple, the rich uncle and the influencer,
he was hot.
I thought they were having fun in this movie,
they were.
And I liked them. So I looked him up because he looked familiar. I was like, have I made out with that guy? I don't know. And I looked him up and I was like, ooh, he cute. And then, oh, his wife is cute. And then I got sad because they look so happy. And so that he's no longer my hunk.
I love that you took us through that.
Wow.
I love that you took us through that entire
process.
I was
like, you're a sad guy.
No, I just want an available guy, Jordan.
I want an available guy.
Anyway, so then I, you know, honestly, I think
Papa might be a widower.
No. It's the dad. The dad, had this really cute scene where he was sitting with his son, listening to him be kind of a brat, and he was like really... I don't know, like sweet and stuff. And I was like, his eyes are really kind. Ooh, okay. I like him.
He
I
has
don't know.
Great eyes. The great actor's eyes. Name is Jim Clock.
No way.
Jim Clock.
There you go.
Could be Emily Clock.
You could be Emily Clock.
I'm going to marry him.
Time's a ticking.
Time's
to
a
get ticking. Married.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Don't
Clock.
I know
Jim Clock. sure. They call him Jim Cock, though.
It's Jim Cock.
It's Jim Cock.
You was great.
Maybe you know my brother good. With a different last name.
Sucks.
Okay, well.
What about you, Jordan?
Yeah, Jim Cock. Sure.
I'm going Santa Jaws.
You like Hell Santa yeah. Jaws?
He's the throat goat. With him.
Oh,
yeah.
What the fuck?
I hear Santa Jaws lets you stick it in the gills.
Yeah. Santa Jaws maybe bites a couple of people, spends most of the movie full on whole swallowing just people. And I'm just like, glug, glug,
glug,
bro.
Glug.
Yeah.
He slapped
I think Santa
on
Jaws,
that.
I think they say that Santa Jaws is a woman.
Oh, that's right. They
well,
do.
Santa Jaws definitely slobbed on that nub.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sure did.
The elf.
When you nut and she keeps Santa. I don't know, whatever.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was better than the whole movie.
Jingle on my face.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Hawk-tua on that Santa.
Sure. Shark-tua.
Shark.
Heard of Hawk-tua, but
very
Shark-tua?
Very good.
Thank you. Yes. This is good. The podcast is good.
The podcast is good.
Yes.
Only getting
oh,
better.
Oh, God. I feel like I
Shark-tua.
Am- I feel
bite
hateful.
On that thing.
I feel like I've never felt very hateful in an episode before, but there's something about this, and I you guys to know that we like people.
No,
I
we do,
people.
And we're
we
actually
like
really
we
nice
like
in
things.
Real life.
Yeah, I'm not nice in real life. I think that people should know that soon. I think people think that I'm nice, and I think it's time they realize
I can't,
I'm not.
I can't imagine they do, but I... But I will say that we are generally very nice people.
Sure.
Right.
And typically.
And watching this movie.
I'm not going to punch a baby.
No,
like,
no,
I mean,
no,
there's...
no, no, no. And some people would say, is that a low bar? No, that's a high bar.
Very high bar.
But yeah, this movie made me mad and angry. But we're not at the point yet where we rate it. No.
Yeah, well, listen, we'll take a little break.
Sure.
We'll do it when we come back. We're back. It's Free With Ads. We're going to rank Santa Jaws. But first, I want to talk about something cool over there on MaximumFun.org. It's the Max Fun Gift Guide. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. But you can also go to MaximumFun.org, click on News, the Max Fun Gift Guide. What can you get there? You can get amazing gifts that support your favorite Max Fun hosts. You can get our merch. You can get
yes.
Free With Ads t-shirts, pint glasses, etc. You can get a copy of Youth Group, the graphic novel that I did with artist Bowen McGurdy. Would make a great gift for any graphic novel fans on your list, teen and up. Or you can get a Max Fun gift subscription. If you have a friend or a loved one who listens to the show, they want to hear the bonus content, you get them a gift subscription, and it's fun, funny stuff all year round. And if you want to subscribe to the show, you can do that at the gift guide, or you can go to MaximumFun.org/join, kick in a couple of bucks a month, and you get to hear our bonus episodes, and you support the show. This month's bonus episode is the Power Rangers Christmas special. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good.
We got a bunch of holiday content coming at you, including over there on the bonus feed. So we did the Power Rangers Christmas special. You can listen to our episode about that over there, MaximumFun.org/join, or hit up the gift guide. Okay, Santa Jaws, let's rank it on a scale of 1 to 10 super loud commercials. I'll go first. I will give Santa Jaws what I think is a very generous 2. It's not that fun to watch, but I do like some of the choices made. I do like that it's a family film. I will say that my buddy and podcast co-host Jesse Thorne has watched this with his kids, and he says they like it. Yeah, so maybe this is a good movie to watch with kids. I don't know.
I'll test it out with my 3-year-old.
Yeah, watch with your 3-year-old and see if she likes it when the elf's legs get cut off.
She's gonna love the hashtag jokes.
But yeah, she landed the jokes about the ice bucket challenge. So,
oh, God.
So very current. Yeah, it's not that fun to watch, but has some kind of like cute, amiable things about it. I think if you're like a shark movie sicko, then you've probably already watched this. But yeah, maybe it's fun if you love this kind of flavor of bad movie. But you know, maybe a little unpleasant just to sit and watch in your house alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily, any thoughts?
That is very generous. Mm-hmm. I found it, and when you say it like that with the description about Jesse and his kids, that makes a lot more sense to me. And I that makes me like it a little bit more.
Yeah, me too.
Because, you know, I'm a huge Are You Afraid of the Dark fan, but I feel like Are You Afraid of the Dark is very thoughtful, and like sometimes there's a moral to the story. There was zero moral to the story. No, like there was nothing about this kid feeling bad about what he did or anything. It was just, this kid's going to keep being kind of a dick for the rest of his life,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the kid sucks.
it's horrible, but it's like, yeah, as a kid, I'd be like, this is wild. I've never seen anything like this before. What a cool, wild, bad movie that isn't as disturbing as The Peanut Butter Solution.
Right.
Yeah, so, true.
Yeah.
Also, having this on in the background of a bar or the background of a party, which I tend to take
might
into consideration.
Work. Work.
I'm going to give it a 2.2.
2.2.
Okay. All right.
Matt, what do you think?
So my best friend, one of my best friends in the world,
he died from a Santa Jaws.
No.
Oh,
this was
sorry.
Real.
Oh no.
No, no. One of my best friends, next year has two movies coming out. They both premiered at Toronto Film Festival. Two movies next year. One that he wrote the screenplay, and the other that he wrote and directed.
Okay.
They're both going to be released in theaters. This movie made me less impressed about that. This movie made
like
me...
Like anybody can do it.
Made me start thinking...
You can
thinking,
accidentally make a movie, apparently.
Yeah, made me start thinking it is actually not that impressive to make a movie. It's not that hard to make a movie. And it's not that hard to get that movie distributed.
Right.
You know, I mean, credit where credit is due. This, you know, obviously was not released in theaters. So I, you know, so kudos to Tom for getting that. But I watching this movie, I want to send it to him and go like, if your movie is anything like this, you should stop.
Yeah. Write a novel.
just a different art form. I think I'm going to enjoy Citizen Kane less because of this movie.
It is also a movie.
It is also a movie, purely by association.
Yeah, should we make AI make movies? Is that a better idea than this?
This was the first time I ever said, you know, some AI notes really would have helped. I bet
AI is pissed at this movie. Yeah. They're like, how dare you?
I'm going to give this a one because so far from hearing you two speak, it turns out one person did have their kids enjoy it.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm going to give it a one because of that. And other than that, no, I did not enjoy watching it. I did not enjoy the puns. I did not enjoy the shark. And it made me hate Christmas.
Wow.
But the people who made this movie, I love you. And of course, I support you and your dreams. And
of course.
I think it's, hey, listen, I didn't get to make a fucking Santa Jaws. So
if it was Hanukkah Jaws, would it have been better for you?
I think if it had been Hanukkah Jaws, I would be anti-Semitic. So we can all be grateful that it was not Hanukkah Jaws. But yeah, other than that, you know, yeah, giving it a one solid
dreidel
one.
Jaws coming dreidel at you.
It's a dreidel that eats you. Cool.
Honestly, let's make it.
Might as well.
Sure.
Yeah. Guess you can make anything.
Yeah. I've got a bag of cocaine and a couple days off. Why not? Yeah, let's do some plugs. Anybody got anything coming up, Emily?
By the time this airs, a new episode of Meals of History will have aired Mythical Kitchen. I did a Christmas episode with Chef Josh from the Mythical Kitchen on YouTube. You could go to Mythical Kitchen channel on YouTube, or you could look up Meals of History. And it's our 29th Meals of History episode.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, it's, and I'm playing a disgruntled elf who has been with Santa since the pagan times and it hasn't gotten a raise in a while.
I love it.
Beautiful. Matt?
I'm going to be at the Ice House in Pasadena on December 13th. Come out to that. The link will be in the description. Doing stand-up, obviously. But yes, come out.
And I will remind folks to put in those pre-orders for Predator Bloodshed, a Predator comic book miniseries drawn by Roland Boshi, a couple other cool artists, and written by me. It's about the Predator, our favorite guy, our thick-thighed honorable killer, wrecking shop at an underground fighting tournament. It's going to be so cool. It comes out February 25th, but you can pre-order at your local comic book shop now. And if you want all 5 issues signed by me, delivered to your house via mail, go to bit.ly/coolfight, bit.ly/coolfight, and you can order those books from Collector's Paradise, a good indie comic book store. Okay, tune in next week when our movie will be Dolly Parton in Unlikely Angel.
Maximum Fun.
A worker-owned network
of artists-owned shows.
Supported
directly
by you.